according to legend, was married to Deucalia Alpiro, daughter of Epimetheus and Pandora, the first woman trained by Vulcan, with all the graces and talents, owner of a box where they closed all the ills of the world. The example of Hoye warned Yutnapiktim, the Sumerian, El warned his faithful servant Noah, also Deucalia Prometheus warned his son, advising him to make a big trunk for her to withdraw. Deucalia accepted the advice of his father, as Noah and Yutnapiktim followed the instructions received. This parallel between the various versions of the legends of the deluge, told the country between two rivers and in Greece, is an evidence of a single common source, inspiring traditions, reporting only a single event and dread, that count in their language visual and mythological. As Noah docked the hill Nyssa, docked in Deucalia Parnassus. The example of the biblical patriarch, Deucalia saving the ship landed there to offer his sacrifice to the deity. The example of the Bible, also agreed with Zeus' benevolence offering. Here and there, the prayers were heard. The grace is granted, he asked that became the patriarch of a new human generation, post-diluvial. And the myth continues, Deucalia and then Pyrrha got stones, soil in Lemosado and, without looking, threw them back on their shoulders, and the stones turned into people, which is reproduced and multiplied, replacing the extinct generation by the flood. The myth describes the magical animation of inert body, the gesture of playing it back, that is, for the past. What were those magic stones, turned into people live? Those who were killed when the deluge, as announced the Sumerian epic, turned mud, emerged as the corpses of Sludgebury, Hellenic Greece, and in Mesopotamia, through the magic gesture of playing to the past, to become what was once, people live. Apparently, this was the way to the people as primitive, kind of simple, naive, designs the rebirth of humanity, drowned in the flood wave. However, if understood in its final essence, this detail of the myth has something true and effective for those who, instead of taking her to foot the bill, seeking the original image, behind the symbolic image. The rain of blood fell also in Egypt. According to Solon, the country comes from the tradition of Atlantis. From there came also an account of the flood, significant in several respects and that in the funerary texts of Seti I. Ramses II, said, this is the time of Ra getting old, the god the Torto Kriu, the king of men and gods. And the men spoke against him, when his majesty was in old age. And his majesty heard the speech of men. Then he went to those who belonged to his entourage and said, call my eye, and Chu, Tafnut, Jeb and Nut. The gods were called, and spoke to his majesty. Tell us, so we can hear you. Ratanunu said, you, god oldest of which I created, and you, the ancient gods. Behold, the men plotting against me. For lie, what laws do you go against them? Look, I wanted to avoid kill them before listening to you. And the majesty of Nunu said, Mafuho, Ra, thou, god, you're more than your parents and more powerful than your creator. Sit on your throne. Great is the fear that you feel when your eye is fixed on those that rebelled against you. The majesty of Ra said, see, they take refuge in the desert, because in your heart feel frightened by what spoke. And the gods spoke to his majesty, let your eye go and take severe punishment to their rebels. The eye does not remain in your forehead, but down from there, as hat, whore. This excerpt is the test link DAS Org Dairy, the left eye of Ra, written by Dr. Trofimovich, stressed that the way all special and that gives continuity to the Egyptian legend of the trunk of critical dialogue, as if the its complement. There is a reason missing, of the theological order, emphasizing the rebellion of men, who became too powerful and known, against the gods, against Ra, who was in old age. And, according to legend, the punishment was severe against them, the owners of time before the time, that they, like the giants, the titans, they rebelled against the deities, cooperated in the destruction of their world. This legend, perhaps because of the oppression of ancient Egypt, primitive, the Atlantis, this is clearly the highest in the country. Legends passed away, and that the old Sumerians, Babylonians, through the Assyrian mythology, entered the biblical story of the deluge. Both the banks of the Nile, as pests in Greece, the human hybridity was punished by the gods, and thus say the hieroglyphs, the hybridity of the Atlantic was the cause of the flood. To punish them, the eye of Ra divine down the forehead, went to the earth, which brought severe punishment. What was that eye? The text puts the well, known all Egyptian hieroglyph, symbolizing the eye, next to the symbol determined the goddess, the snake Uria, the body raised. This means, what was the eye of Ra? Just your eye left. Is this specifically so divine, numinous as a force for action, as Sekhemet the powerful? The following is an excerpt of Sitomo's Demotic Papyrus from Leiden, I. 384, namely, Sekhemet transformed itself, adopting the beautiful body of a wild lion. She threw his mane to the front. In his hair, the fire wheezing. His back was the color of red blood. His face shone like the sun disk. His eyes shone like fire. His eyes burned like fire flames and radiated as the sun at noon, sparkle with brilliance. All those around her felt her fear, because of its strength. The dust of the desert spread it everywhere, when it hit his tail. The sand raised when she grit the teeth. The desert fire when she threw up a fire with the claws. The forests of trees when their nostrils hurry dry steam at the time the desert covering his face. The mountains have become black, the sun of noon was not darkened the sky more. The left eye of Ra was the sun, but the planetoid that fell from the sky is belied. Destroyer, whose brightness held it that darkened the sun and the sky was pale. The disaster, caused by the collapse of the planetoid, also reached the point of Egypt, as, continues the text, make that Ra feared Sekhemet, Hat, Hor would extinguish all humanity. He sent ferment beer and dump it on the country of the Nile, rain and blood, into days more formulated. When, the next morning, the terrible is ready for new work destructive, it saw its reflection in the mirror of the red liquid, attracted by its image. The bust she bent forward to drinking the beer, got drunk and does not bother most people. This order almost burlesque version of the Egyptian legend of the flood was probably motivated by the intention of explaining the strange rain of blood. Also, the same way the Arctic regions are drowned in the sea of blood deluge of rain. Because this area was in the vicinity of the center of the disaster, was hit hard and suffered much more than the distant Egypt. Therefore, the myth narrating the cataclysm USA emotive extreme, the killing of the god primitive, whose color body was the ancient world, we would say of the glaciations, perpetrated by younger deities, one more time again, by those who, on the back of the aforementioned Veluspa are called children of Burr and singled out as creators of new world, no more ice cream, but green, the legend of Midgard. They kill him and quartered, the god of ice, and they're at blood all over themselves drowning. 1. The Nordic Noah who, mounted on a box mill, saving achieved from the flood. The young gods create your new world of parties rendered the body of Ma, the bones are the mountains of meat, the land fertile, and the skull, the sky. Has the impression, through this image mythical, allegorical, following the emergence of post-glacial landscape, splitting the layer of ice, which was the body of Ma and spilling soil spring. But that water, falling from glaciers and falling from the sky was the color of blood, red? Because it was not just rain water but the rain of mud and blood of the flood, dyed in black and red by volcanic ash, designed to air during the disaster Atlantic. Then complete these examples taken from the other east, west. The Mayan peoples, inhabiting lands under winds from the west, have nothing with the deluge. Although his country was destroyed by the volcanic disaster, by earthquakes, fire and the boar, caused by the impact of the planetoid. Thus, I was quoted a typical example, taken from the Book of Chilibalam. Also, the tribes living in regions further south, outside the area of wind from the west, still retain in their memory the remembrance of a great flood. The Tarascos, the priest Tespi, who built a large boat, which saved you and your family. In Guatemala, the same reason resurfaces, linked to the names of Nala and Cream. The giant Toltka Cholula climbed the mountain of the god of water, saving, therefore, the flood. Then he built, on top of that mountain, the famous pyramid of Cholula, in times later burned by order of Hernando Cortes. The narrative of the flood along Quino's, North American Indians is also quite significant. The people had their land well within the zone of wind from the west. Why was spared the flooding tide? They say that if your god and hero Minobozho be released to the lake, the waters rise and flooded the earth. Apparently there are some remnants of the memory of the fall of the planetoid in the Atlantic, whose trajectory in its visible part, passed the lands of the Algonquin. On the other hand, would be expected that the South American peoples, inhabiting the tropical regions, where the prevailing monsoon to the east, had experienced the flood and saved his memory in their legends. Moreover, this expectation is confirmed, among others, with the myths of Arawaks in Guyana, in northern Brazil and Colombia. I follow, your god kind, saved all the animals and birds on top of a high mountain, before the fall flood. Allah spent the terrible times of darkness and storms, while the plains were flooded. The tribe Makuchi of Arawaks in their legends speak of a first human couple post-diluvial that, like Pyrrho Deucalion and Inpiri, Hellenic Greece, turned men live in stone and thus repopulate the land devastated and deserted. The Arawaks Guyana remember both phenomena, the fire and subsequent flood, which corresponds exactly to the location of their living space of their land. Greater mortality of mammoth. However, in most regions of rain in the east, especially in large areas of northern Asia, there are legends narrating the deluge. But in fact this absolute proof that the flood would not have come up there, on the contrary. The pest was also part of the areas where the prevailing winds from the west, and beyond the clouds of rain, dyed in black, also led the volcanic ash, scattered to the disaster Atlantis. Indeed, in the extreme northern edge of Asia has kept a remnant of memory characteristic of the tremendous flooding that before the time known, covered the land and drowned the giant mammals that lived there. This country has not only natural their legends of the flood, as they are told elsewhere, but kept bringing invaluable paleontological and nature. Entire region is akin to a giant refrigerator, full of dead mammoth in excellent state of preservation. For example, to ask how these giant fauna diluvial representatives, who in his capacity as vegetarians should have sought to avoid areas subject to glaciation, ice cream came to those sarcophagi. The problem posed by the corpses of the mammoth, kept fresh, as were live yesterday, is to be solved by science. However, it is clear and reflected the fact that those animals that lived during the Quaternary and were completely abolished in Quintinario, died during this disaster that was season. Also, these remoter regions were affected only by the subsequent effects of the disaster that Atlantic, with the rain deluge, caused Unundasos destructive. The mammoth or previous wave were asphyxiated by toxic gases or drowned in flood waters. Until today, remains how these animals survive or as, fleeing the glaciations, came to be buried in a cold country. Board 17. The puzzle is in the process of solution, whereas during the Quaternary terrestrial North Pole was far northern Siberia, a distance of approximately 3,500 kilometers longer than the current. The figure 40, showing the location of the finding, provides explanatory details. The isotherm 0O today's in that region is completely different in track followed by the Quaternary isotherm 0O, whose line is marked by the southern edge of glaciation, covering the continental land. Hence the enormous differences between the climate once and now. Today, across northern Siberia, along with the refrigerator of mammoth, belongs to the Arctic Circle, the eternal ice, which never reaches the ground thaw completely, nor during the short Nordic summer. Therefore, especially in regions where the mammoth was found, near the North Pole, the bodies buried in frozen ground were kept fresh and in a huge modern refrigerator. It noted that in these regions today Quaternary ice, covered Arctic was green, with annual temperature of 4 to 5 degrees Celsius on average positive. Under such conditions, but would prevent the rapid proliferation of bacteria. In contrast to higher temperatures, it was not advisable to leave out fresh meat for a long time, no way, for more than 4 days. However, despite this, the carcasses of mammoth, now in the eternal ice, are removed from there in good repair. Moreover, during the devastating disaster, when the wildlife was abundant, the temperature at the place where the mammoth could not have been frozen to allow its perfect condition. Only today, after the change of climate for the current quaternary cold Siberian, the effective conditions prevail for such conservation. It was then that the critical period of change from one to another of these types of weather cannot last for 4 days because of the contrary and, despite the subsequent presence of ice, now there would not be of mammoth carcasses found well preserved, but rather smooth and bare bones. Therefore, change the climate must have happened very suddenly. This change of climate was the logical consequence of the displacement of the terrestrial North Pole with respect to the edge of the plate tectonics of northern Siberia. But never this huge chunk could be taken away at 3.500 kilometers in the brief interval of 4 days. Therefore, more should have been the sudden removal of the pole. Moreover, the turf was not to leave the rotation pole at rest, discounting the secular movement in rhythm. He remained in the magma and its substrate was rotating the pole it is rejected, as was accompanied by the axis of rotation. This conclusion in Sophismavel, but until now not be recognized as a problem, is demonstrated by comparison with a pivot, since the interference of peripheral wobble. Also, pivot land reacted, so, dynamic stabilizer against the shock of the impact of the planetoid and projection of huge volcanic masses when, immediately and nothing gradual pace, began to stagger and enter state of precession. Here are the corpses of the mammoth in North, East Siberia, to establish that the speed of result of this phenomenon. At that time, the land route took slant, or at least much more oblique than before, while the rotation pole, crossed not across the land mass, but only by the rigid crust, is visited by approximately 3.500 kilometers and straight line, toward the local impact of the planetoid. The line removal into Loch Quinton and the positions of the quaternary center rotation and, thus, highlights the fact that the fall of the blide has caused the removal of the rotation pole, specifically manifest in the shift of about 20 of the rotary axis of the Earth. Under the dynamic aspect, this phenomenon can be explained as a superposition of the moment rotation, caused by the impact, the spinatellarian time. Figure 40. The riddle of the Siberian cold. In the area marked with horizontal lines, which covers the current cold pole, X, and the southern reaches limits, dashed line, soil forever frozen, J's yam and buried hundreds of thousands of dead mammoth, closed in one layer of ice and mud. This removal of the pole cannot be imagined as a mere displacement of the rotating shaft, but the whole earth crust, which, resting on its rolling spherical of fluid magma, ran this shift of about 20 degrees. The oblique impact of planetoid made the rotary axis motion implement this compensation. Fredo soon with the damping of the friction, the substrate of magma. Calculating this process in its details and working with values of toughness, plausible to the peripheral magma, comes to the result that the motion in depth should be reduced from a peripheral zone of magma from a few hundred meters thick. This means, it was indeed a surface phenomenon only, without influencing the dynamic equilibrium of the sphere containing the land mass itself, fluid, fiery. The rotary axis of the Earth, represented by the area not affected by fluid dynamic disorder, kept her in position. The sky is reflected as the pole of the ecliptic. By virtue of the frictional damping of the substrate, the pivot axis of the Earth's crust Cambyséa curve evolves in a spiral around the true pole. The few will be rising and the obliquity of the ecliptic decreases, albeit slowly, but the pace already known. This result, susceptible to objective examination, confirms the indications of intelligible legend of Helium, Phaeton, which lost control of the car from the sun, letting it cross the sky, uncontrolled, of Hercules, where the path of the gardens with their Hesperides we of gold, visited the giant Atlas, opened the Straits of Gibraltar and had stopped the car of the sun, and the sun, which in the short stanza of Edda, lost your address, and the stars lost their seats. Over 1,600 years at least the Tungeses are removing mountains of meat mammoth prehistoric ground hard and cold of Siberia. Lie there with your hair thick, red, well maintained, and resurfaces before the eyes of their amazement as burrowers were in life. Almost no other animal antediluvial better or as well known as the mammoth, that kind of big giant family of Euro-Asian mammals. Today it is difficult to assess the number of copies found and recovered. Since time immemorial, bears and wolves have strong competition to primitive man, because all too often are found semi-varados pieces or bones perfectly clean or scattered bones, belonging to the giant mammals. Over the past 150 years, some 40,000 copies have been excavated, although the total number of corpses of mammoth frozen should be around 100,000. But above that, below this number? Strictly speaking, the only thing the cadaver's huge advantage is the ivory of its huge defenses, although the Tungeses and their dogs do not neglect the surprisingly soft flesh of those giant prehistoric animals, including China. The country's classical sculpture in ivory, appreciates these natural products to frozen ground, while meanwhile were almost extinct elephants because of their prey, and despite the synthetic materials, which very well replace the ivory legitimate, until today the prey of the mammoths still cover more or less a third of world consumption. Year after year, continue to be excavated hundreds of corpses of mammoth, but, despite this, the refrigerator Tungus remains well supplied. Once, there must be enormous herds of grazing animals well nourished, of all ages, bulls, cows and calves. They were surprised by the sudden death, all the freezing of a moment to another and saving them as they were in life. Death and the cold created a terribly realistic image, a monumental moment that marked the death of the great mammoth, antediluvial in paradise, populated by those huge pachyderm and peaceful nature, could hardly be more convincing evidence of idealized incredible speed that disaster, killing those animals, that represented by the existence of hundreds of thousands of dead mammoth, perfectly preserved in ice and mud. Many specimens were carefully examined by anatomy and physiology. All were intact externally. And in all there was the same cause of death, asphyxiation. Suddenly and so, completely unexpected, death claimed those many mammals. The examination of stomach contents for animals certified with the incredible speed that were destroyed, as the stomachs of even mammoth and often contain undigested food and well preserved that in some cases was up to 27 kilograms of needles of spruce, pine and hackmatack, that caught hours of the trees, to give the impression to go in search of the trees which are used to that your favorite dish. However, there is only ice and mud, no more than the flora of the tundra. Today, the trees above and that the mammoth ate there once only in the vicinity of Lake Baikal, the 3.500 kilometers more to the south, exactly equal to the distance away from the pole, caused by the disaster Atlantic. Therefore, the displacement of virgin forests to the south followed the exact removal of the North Pole from Siberia. Many millennia ago, the Northeast Siberian was a green country. Vast virgin forests, with gaps in their edges, extend to today where there are only rocks, snow and mud. Hackmatack, pine and fir built their huge trunks thin, up to 50 meters in height. Powerful rivers cut the soil of many green areas. The air was moderately cool, paradisiaco, even for those huge animals, with their hair thick and red, which only needed to open the mouth to delight themselves with the needles of those trees, providing your favorite food. The virgin forests feed numerous herds of these mammals, the largest on Earth. For many millennia would have existed that prehistoric animal paradise. Once, in a day unchancy, a tremendous shock to have made the Earth tremble. And then everything started to wobble. The sun seemed out of its orbit, to wander without direction, the firmament. Then he heard was a distant thunder, which became progressively stronger. It was the boom caused by the explosion of the core of the planetoid, and the bang was followed by the infernal roar of disaster Atlantic, then unleashed. To some this was the last sound heard by herds of mammoth irate because those sound waves brought the toxic gases, precursors of death and other messengers of the apocalypse, which is spread over the surface of the earth to stifle all living beings. Apparently the sudden death by suffocation was the point of the animals or have suffered seizures, physiologically detectable, which would have left no trace in the body, preserved as if it were fresh. His legs just gave, they fell and died. Hardly, the hundreds of thousands of people the mammoth Paradise Tungus, one would have escaped, all were taken by great carnage. And certainly none of them saw as the west and northwest, a wall of clouds negrissimus, pile, up to the sky. The clouds grew, and grew with incredible speed, terrible, extinguished the stars in the firmament. They brought the rain's flood, incessant, who fell from the sky and covered all life on earth. The winds whipped the sea, making it invade the mainland shore. The water accumulated in the valleys and plains and rose to the top of the mountains, flooded the virgin forest, huge trees uprooted and have made all drowning in water and mud. And then came the cold. The where few of the angry waters are calm, they were frozen. The layer of ice and mud not stopped growing, was now white, now grey and brown, then red and black, designed with the volcanic ash during the eruption Atlantic, who buried the bodies of animals. And those tombs ice. The mammoth still dead today in numbers unknown. In the course of millennia, the polar animals eat meat in those reserves. Since 1600 years, the man also took advantage of them and not stopped to find new supplies. Also, it noted that in Alaska, apparently at the same time and with equal speed, were also wiped out herds of mammoth flood. Though the gases entered the Strait of Bering and, as happened in Siberia, were followed by rain of mud, floods and marine flood and Arctic cold. This unveils the mystery surrounding the sudden and total extinction of the species of the largest and most demanding herbivorous subarctic regions. The explanation of this ecological disaster waiver auxiliary scientific hypotheses, such as gigantism, in which oversized bodies, such as mammoth, have physiological defects, and therefore can only survive in certain areas offering extraordinarily privileged. This is contradicted by the conditions of thousands of dead mammoth of all ages, as examined and found perfectly healthy, without any deficiency symptoms. Also, the mammoth confirmed its high potential physiological as well as organic because they have been able to protect your living space against their predatory enemies, the wolves of great size, not because of the herds had never proliferated and in fact proliferated. Neither man extinguished the mammoth. If they had terminated, had hardly left the game, counting thousands of heads. Also, the prehistoric man accustomed those regions was very weak, both in number collectively, individually as in arms, to face the mammoth. Moreover, he did not know the technique of enormous foes as were open in the woods of Western Europe. The only way to catch those huge mammoth, careful, fast and nearly invulnerable thanks to his thick red hair. Moreover, neither a change of climate, take place in gradual pace, could have prevented the mammoth to leave the frozen land, were not of their taste and migrate to the most moderate and consistent with your way of life. During the various stages of glaciation, with its intermediate periods, free of ice, the herds of mammoth and proved so and so fismavel what they were able to avoid areas frozen. Only this last time, their high mobility and ability to perform difficult maneuvers failed completely, because in that case was not a gradual change of temperature, but a cataclysm of global proportions. Moreover, what is the reason why, except to slaughterhouses mammoth found in Predmost and Unter, Wisternitz in Northeast Europe, the corpses of those herds were located and only between Tunguses and in Alaska? It is easy to answer this question because, as they were well protected, thanks to its thick, warm coat, these pachyderm, as their way of get used to cold, prefer the lower temperature of coniferous forests, were found, in abundance, with their favorite food, and then, were precisely those regions which suffered most with the side effects of the disaster Atlantic. Therefore, all living beings were exterminated.